朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
真的是何等感谢主啊！
How we thank the Lord.
地上有什么地方能够比神的家更可贵的？
Is there any place in this world that's more precious than the house of God?
我们一个礼拜又一个礼拜过去，有什么时刻比我们能够来到施恩的宝座前更可贵？
Week after week, is there any more precious moment than coming before the God's house?
我们每一天不知道要遇见多少的人，有什么能够比我们来遇见这位至高者？
Every day we encounter so many people, but is there anyone more precious than encountering God?
我们每一天有各式各样的思想，各式各样的感觉，但是有什么思想，有什么感觉比被主充满更宝贵？
Every day we go through tons of thoughts and feelings, but is there anyone that's more precious than the feeling and thoughts when we are filled with the Holy Spirit?
感谢主啊！
Praise the Lord.
早上我一回头，我看不到后面，大概我估计大概90%的人都到了。
But this morning, as I look back,
我们要阿门，要赞美主。90%
of us are here, so praise the Lord.
这真是他医治我们。
Because He is healing us.
从九点半开始聚会，直到20-30%，我们现在九点半聚会，不是就开始聚会的时候能够到80-90%，这真是他医治我们。
He has truly healed us because in the past was like 20-30% of attendance at 9:30, but now it's about 80-90%.
希望我们常常用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Hope that we can always worship Him in truth and spirit.
啊。准时不准时不是最重要的事，而是背后我们对神的态度啊。
Being punctual is not the most important thing, but our attitude toward God.
啊，今天我要讲一个很重要的题目。
This morning I'm going to go through a very important topic.
跟我们在座的每一个人都有关系。
It has to do with every one of us.
尤其是跟站在这里的这个人啊。
Especially to the person on the pulpit.
我们不光是罪人，我们都是病人。
Not only that we're sinners, but we're also sick.
不光我们的罪需要他赦免，我们里里外外。各式各样的病需要他来医治我们。
Not only that we need His forgiveness for our sins, but we also need His healing for our sicknesses.
所以诗篇103篇不仅仅告诉我们他要赦免我们一切的罪孽，他还要医治我们一切的疾病。
Psalm 103 says that not only that He will forgive us all of our transgressions, but He will heal us our iniquities.
我们需要的健康不光是身体上的。
We not only need a physical healing and health.
我们的灵魂需要健康，我们的灵更需要健康。
Our soul and our spirit also need health.
所以今天早晨我们用以西结他一个非常荣耀的意象，我们来看见神在我们中间给我们的医治啊。
Today we're gonna see the healing of God through the vision of Ezekiel's living water.
我们先读一下这段的圣经。
Let's read the scripture together.
啊，虽然大家很熟了啊，那个以西结书47章。
We may be very familiar with the passage, Ezekiel chapter 47.
但是我们还是把它读一下。
Let us read through it together again.
我们从第一节读到第十二节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 12.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出，这水从槛下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了1000轴，使我水到踝子骨。他又量了1000轴，使我淌过水，水就到了膝。再量了1000轴，使我淌过水，水便到了腰。又量了1000轴，水便成了河，使我不能够淌过，因为水势涨起，成为可浮的水，不可淌的河。他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了什么？”他就带我回到河边。我回到河边的时候，见在河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。他对我说：“这水往东流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。这河水所到之处， 凡滋生的物都必生活，并且因这流来的水必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河所到之处，百物都必生活，必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到隐以隔帘，都做撒网之处。那鱼各从其类，好像大海的鱼甚多，只是犁林之地与洼湿之处不得治好，必为盐地。在河这边与那边的岸上，必生长各类的树木，其果可作食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，
每月一结新果子。
这水是从圣所流出来的，树上的果子必作食物，叶子乃为治病。好，我们再往前读43章。
And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 43.
好，我为什么要读43章？因为47章告诉我们这个水是从圣殿的门槛底下流出来。
Why do we have to go back to chapter 43? Because in 47, it says that the water comes from the threshold of the temple.
好，那我们现在读43章第六节到第七节。
Let's look at verses 6-7.
我听见有一位从殿中对我说话，有一人站在我旁边，他对我说：人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地，我要在这里住，在以色列人中直到永远。弟兄姊妹，在旧约的圣经里面，不管是会幕，不管是所罗门的圣殿，
In the Old Testament, whether it's tabernacle or Solomon's temple,
都有一个地方叫至圣所。
There's always a place called the Holy of the Holies.
神的同在，神的荣耀在至圣所里面。
And that's where God's glory and God's presence.
当我们进到至圣所的时候，里面就是有施恩座，有约柜在那里。
When we go into the Holy of the Holies, there's the mercy seat and the ark.
那么在以西结的意象里面告诉我们，这个殿里面现在是宝座在这里。
And the book of Ezekiel tells us that now God's throne is in this temple.
所以当我们要来看这个活水所带来的医治带来的祝福之前
So before we see how the healing water comes,
我们必须要知道这个活水到底从哪里来
We have to know where this living water comes from.
不光是从圣殿从至圣之地从神同在的地方出来
Not only that, it comes from the Holy of the Holies, from God's presence, the most holy place.
而且他告诉我们他是从神的宝座出来
And also says it comes from God's throne.
所以到了启示录二十二章讲到进到勇士的时候
So in the Revelation chapter 22, when it talks about the eternal,
也讲到圣城新耶路撒冷城的中间有一条生命河
It says that in the holy city of Jerusalem, there's this living, the river of living water.
他说这个河是从神和羔羊的宝座流出来的
So that river comes from the throne of God and His Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到宝座的时候，你想到什么？
When we talk about throne, what do you think about? What does come to your mind?
当我们讲到神的宝座的时候，我们想到什么？
When we talk about the throne, what comes to your mind?
第一个讲到神的同在，对不对？
It's God's presence.
当你来到宝座前，你是来到坐宝座的那一位面前。
Because when you come to the throne, you are actually coming to the one on the throne.
所以当我们讲到宝座的时候，第一个荣耀的思想就是我是来到至高者那位坐宝座。的面前
So when we come to the throne, we actually come to the Holy One, the one on the throne.
当我们讲到宝座的时候，第二个重要的思想
And what's the second thought?
就是他是主
That he is the Lord.
因为他是坐宝座的，万王之王，万主之主，宇宙的主宰
Because he's the one on the throne, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of the Universe.
所以我来到他面前，我全然向他降服。
So when we come before him, we completely surrender to him.
我们在这里高举他，我们在这里敬拜他。
We're here to exalt him, to worship him.
所以当我讲完这个的时候
So after this,
我相信弟兄姊妹能够知道底下我们看见这个活水从殿里面从宝座中流出来的时候
So now when we see this living water comes from the throne, from the temple.
所以你要知道这个活水涌流这医治的活水能够临到我们在于我们跟神之间那个对的关系
Therefore, in order to receive the healing water, it depends on our relationship with the Lord.
在于我们对神有一个真实的敬拜，所有真实的敬拜一定带进活水的涌流。
It depends on whether we have true worship, because any true worship will bring about the flowing of the living water.
那我今天讲这篇信息的时候，我稍微把顺序调过来哈。
Today I'm gonna reverse the order a little bit.
啊，我们看见这个活水怎么样子带来的一个大的改变。
Because we will see the great changes that this living water will bring about.
然后我们再回来看见它在我们身上到底它所说的意义是什么。
And then we will see the significance of this living water of life.
那以西结书四十七章啊，就着解经家来说，就着很多时代主义者按照字义解经的，认为这是在千年国度要发生的事情。
According to a lot of theologians, especially the dispensationists, they all interpret Ezekiel chapter 47.As the millennium kingdom.
啊，那时候以色列地要按照字义 literary 啊，这个东西外面要应验的，要实现的。
They believe that this prophecy will be fulfilled literally.
啊，那么现在我们等一下要从基督的角度，从我们新约的角度来看这段圣经了。
But then today we're gonna look at this passage from the.Viewpoint of the New Testament.
首先我花几分钟就好，很快的讲一下以西结书四十三章所说的顺序。
So, I'm going to spend just a few minutes, talk about this order of events.
就是在这有一个死海，叫做死海。
Okay, first of all, there's a Dead Sea.
你知道为什么叫死海
？Do you know why it's called Dead Sea?
你们知道死海里面的含盐量有多少吗
？Do you know the content of salt in Dead Sea?
有没有人知道
？Anyone knows？
大概35%哈。
About 35%。
啊，就是你如果拿一杯水的话，超过三分之一是盐巴在里面。
So if you fetch a cup of water, about more than one third of the water will be salt.
所以因为它这么强的盐性，比海水高9.6倍。
Because it's such a high content of salt, it's 99.6%, 9.6%.Times higher than the normal sea water.
所以海水里面不可能有任何的鱼存在的。
So in the Dead Sea, it's completely lifeless. There's no fish.
全部血压高死光光的。
Because any living thing would die.
那同样，它的水也不可能浇灌任何的果树，所以它周围枯干一片。
And also, this water cannot be used for irrigation. Therefore, there's no trees, no produce.
这个叫做死海。
So this is Dead Sea.
啊，我们。看一下这个死海的照片，好吧
？Let's look at the picture of the Dead Sea.
这个是等一下我们要讲到从耶路撒冷中间有一个红心叫做耶路撒冷。那耶路撒冷的水就从圣殿一直流，一直流向东流，然后碰到那个亚巴拉以后向南到死海来。
So here we see Jerusalem in the middle of the map with a red dot. And water flows from Jerusalem all the way to the east to the Dead Sea.
大概40公里哈，大概25迈。
About 40 kilometers, 25 miles.
大概你从这里开到 Gilroy 去。
About from here to Gilroy.
40公里，25迈，这个水将一直流到死海来。我们再看下一张。
So 40 kilometers, the water will keep flowing until Dead Sea.
这是死海的照片，大概是从靠近中间隐基底向对岸。像约旦照的照片。
So this is a picture of the Dead Sea taken from probably En-Gedi in the middle.
我们再看下一张。那死海的盐分很高，你不会游泳也不会淹死。
So because it's such a high content of salt, you will flow even if you don't swim.
所以你看到你可以坐在海上看报纸的。
So you can read newspaper, and floating on the sea.
我到死海去的时候，我还不会游泳，我真飘起来了。
See, when I went to Dead Sea, I couldn't swim, but I actually was floating.
然后你看到底下那个很严重的地方，就很多盐巴。
And then some places on the shore, there are a lot of salts.
然后我们再多看一张地图。
One more.
往下走，对，那这就是以西结的意象。
This is the vision of Ezekiel.
那个中间有一个红点，那是祭坛。
The middle of the red dot, that is the altar.
所以这个水是从祭坛后面的那个圣殿流出来，从祭坛的南边一直往东门流出去啊。
So actually, the water flows from the south side of the altar through the east gate. all the way to the east.
然后这个水居然是越流越猛，越流越丰富，越流越深。
So actually the water keeps flowing and becomes more and more and deeper.
圣经上告诉我们每一千轴，当量了一千轴之后，它就到了我们的这个怀子骨。
So the scripture says after measuring about 1,000 cubits, and the water level comes to our ankle.
那圣经的轴有两种单位，一个叫短轴，十八寸。
So actually, there are two types of measurement for a cubit. One is a shorter one, so each cubit is about 18 inches.
一个叫长轴，二十一寸，大概这样子啊。
And there's another saying, another longer one, and about 21 inches per cubit.
所以以西结是用长轴，但是不管怎么样，每一千轴大概半公里左右。
So actually, Ezekiel using the longer cubit.Anyway, each 1,000 cubit is about half kilometer.
你就沿着这个水往前走，走500公尺的时候，那个水就到了你的踝子骨。
So actually, you follow the flow of the water for about 500 meters, and the water level rises to your ankles.
你再多走500公尺，一千轴以后，它就到了你的膝盖。
And you walk 500 meters more, and the water level rises to your knees.
那你再多走500公尺呢，它就到了你的腰了。
And you walk 500 meters more, and the water level rises to your waist.
你再多走500公尺，你已经没办法走，它灭顶，你必须要用游泳的。
And you continue to walk for 500 meters more, and then you can't walk anymore, because then you have to swim in the water.
所以你发现你越往前走，才走了不过两公里，这个水已经漫过你了。
So you notice that just about 2 kilometers, this water will it would be higher, then you have to swim. You cannot cross anymore.
考考你们的这个 attention 哈，我刚才说从耶路撒冷到死海有多少公里啊？
So let me quiz you. How what's the distance between Jerusalem and Dead Sea?
多少？四十公里。感谢主啊，你们还蛮专心的。
Yeah.
所以两公里就把你淹没了。你再不要说四十公里之后。
So actually, after 2 kilometers, you cannot cross anymore, let alone all the way to the Dead Sea.
而且更何况耶路撒冷是在大概2500尺这么高。
So actually, Jerusalem sits on the height about 2,500 feet.
然后死海是在海平面底下1400多尺。
And actually, Dead Sea is 1,400 feet below sea level.
所以他们中间至少落差4,000尺。
So the distance between their levels about 4,000 feet.
更不要说以西结所看见的异象，不是现在的耶路撒冷，是在高过众山，在诸岭之上，那更高了。
And actually, the Jerusalem that Ezekiel saw is not Jerusalem today. It's actually a city sitting on a very, very high hill.
我为什么要讲这么多
？Why do I have to talk so much？
我就让大家看见这个水，随着时间过来，它越流越丰富。
So I just want to show you that as time goes by, this water becomes more and more abundant.
它越流越深，深到一个地步，我们人不可能在里面走路。
And the water level continues to rise until to a level.That we cannot cross the river.
而让当它流到死海以后
，when it reaches the Dead Sea,
圣经上告诉我们，给死海带来了一个极大的改变。
And the Scripture tells us that it brings about great changes to Dead Sea.
这里至少提到五件事情。
The five things that it mentions.
第一件事情让盐水变甜，那个小字叫做让水得了医治。
So first of all, the salt water becomes sweet, or the salt water becomes healed.
弟兄姊妹，这个水是原来是不可能喝的，不可能有生命的。
Because originally This water cannot drink, and there's no life.
它怎么可能变甜呢？
How can it become sweet?
如果我今天拿一杯水，里面有35%的盐巴，请你把它变甜，你要怎么变？
If I give you a cup of water with 35% salt and ask you to make it sweet, how would you do that?
你怎么加糖，它都不可能变甜的。
No matter how much sugar you add, it cannot become sweet.
所以你要知道，这个医治是从本质上。是从本质上带来的医治，不是从外面加进来的。
So we can see that this healing is a fundamental healing by the nature, change of nature.
今天我们基督徒都生病了，所有的人都生病了。
Today all Christians are sick. Everyone is sick.
在我们里面真的是没有生命的一种情形。
Because in us it's a state of lifeless.
像不久以前我们讲的以弗所书，我们死在罪恶过犯中的人。
As we talk about the book of Ephesians, that we were dead in our transgressions.
所以基督徒不可能借着修养、借着修饰、借着行律法、借着退休会、借着一点的兴奋 让你变甜的，不可能的。
Therefore, we Christians cannot change our life to become sweet through self-improvement or even go to, even go to conferences.
每一次不管在这里，在世界各地，在中国，我们开完特会的时候，弟兄姊妹都觉得好像打了一个强心针一样。
No matter where we go, whether here or in China, after every conference, Christians are energized and strengthened.
那我们在香港服侍青年人的时候，有些青年人不愿意来聚会了。他说：“我每一年不希望只有那一个月爱主。”
When we go to Hong Kong, some young people were reluctant to come to meetings because they say only one month of the year that I would love the Lord because of the conference.
因为怎么我们没有办法从外面来改变他，让他变甜，必须从本质上得到医治。
Because we cannot change the salt water to sweet from our approaches. It has to be a fundamental healing.
你们读路加福音，不是读出埃及记十五章的时候，你知道神的百姓走到一个地方叫马拉，对不对？
In the book of Exodus, chapter 15, we know that God's people reach a place called Mara.
他们连续三天没水喝，那渴得不得了，终于看到水了。
At that time, they were thirsty without water for 3 days, and finally they saw water.
他们高兴得不得了，拿起来一喝，哪里晓得水是苦的。
They were so happy, but then as soon as they drank it, they found out the water was bitter.
那天神借着摩西把这个水医治了，让它变成甜的。
But that day, the Lord through Moses healed the water, so the water became sweet.
你们不要误会这个甜水，以为是糖水哈，那个不是小孩子爱喝的糖水，就是它变成可以喝的甘甜的水。
Please do not misunderstand thinking sweet water is actually sugar water. It's just something that we can drink. It's clear water.
神把苦水变成甜水。
Because God has turned bitter water to sweet.
神把死水、死海变成活水。
And God will also change the salt water in the Dead Sea to sweet.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天要传的信息。神儿子在圣灵里面带给我们的医治。
And this is the message we want to deliver: the healing of God through the Son of God.
不光解决的罪，解决的世界，解决的死亡，在我们身上带给我们的痛苦。
Not only that, it resolves the pains from the world, from death, and from sin.
啊，他让苦水变成甜水，他让死水变成活水。
He will also turn the bitter water to sweet and turn dead water into living water.
本来死海旁边是不可能有活物的，现在等一下我们看到充满了生命。
Because originally it's impossible to have any living thing around the Dead Sea, but now we can see there will be full of life.
所以第二个，我们看到它带来的医治叫做百物之生啊，所有活物都从这个水得到了祝福。
And then the second healing is that all the living things started to live.
All the living things, 你只要是活的，都可以从这个水得到祝福。
And all the living things, as long as you're alive, can be blessed by the water.
啊，这是讲到医治的第二面。
And that's the second healing.
好，我们成为祝福。
Then we become a blessing.
啊，第三件事情。
Thirdly,
他说全面丰收啊，讲到海产那个像大海里的鱼，它能够各从其类。
There will be harvest everywhere, like all kinds of fish in the great sea.
讲到这个医治是全面性的。
So this healing is everywhere.
讲到这个医治。带来了丰富的结果，让海里面各式各样的鱼都出现了。
And this healing brings abundance, so this sea will be full of all kinds of fish.
而且渔夫在那里晒网。
And the fishermen was lay their nest.
为什么要讲晒网？
Why do they have to dry their nest?
你们读圣经要花点想象力，不然读经很枯燥的。
We have to use our imagination when reading the scriptures so that it won't be boring.
如果你看到都是只是晒鱼干的话，那是什么
？If you only see people laying dry fish, what does that mean？
啊，或是没有人晒网的话，就表示没什么鱼。
If no one is drying the fish nets, that means there's no fish.
晒网表示很多鱼。
If you see fish nets lying all over the places, that means there's abundant fish.
而且鱼到了一个地步，今天够了，不用打了，回家晒网去了。
The fish will be so abundant that the fishermen will say, "Okay, enough for today. Let's just dry our nets."
从完全没有生命。
From completely lifeless,
充满了海里各式各样的土产。
From completely lifeless to all kinds of living fish in the sea.
第四个，结石累累。
Fourthly, It's abundant fruitness.
他讲的河的这边，河的那边，满了各样的果树。
Because there are fruit trees by both sides of the river.
而且每个月都结新的果子。
Every month it will yield new kinds of fruits.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在地上看过任何一棵树是每个月都有新果子
？Brothers and sisters, have you seen any kind of tree that will yield different new kinds of fruits every month?
而且他接着说到叶子可以叫人那个病得的医治。
And the leaves for medicine.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看到这样果树，告诉我，我们家后院还有地哈，我愿意种。
If you see such a tree, please let me know because then I can plant in my backyard.
那没有的话，我都愿意把 garage 拆了也种这个树。
Even if I don't have a yard, I will just tear down my garage to plant this kind of tree.
弟兄姊妹，这个树每个月结新果子。
Because this tree will yield new kinds of fruit every month.
满了果子，而且每个月都是新的。
And every month, new type of fruits.
啊，这个叶子不枯干，而且叶子可以治病。
And the leaves were for medicine.
那请大家特别注意到十二节。
Please pay attention to verse 12.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。